The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here on the 18th of March. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning to Jarrett. Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning.
And you're looking dapper this morning.
Thanks. This is my only warm thing to wear.
Warm.
Warm and beautiful. And, of course, speaking of beautiful, here she is, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. It's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with our temperatures around 74. Increasing clouds tonight with our lows of 49. Partly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 68. Slight chance of showers we're calling for Saturday night around 49. Sunday calls for showers with 59. Well, there goes my plants. I was going to, like, plant on Sunday, but you know, I'm still going to get ready, get myself in line. Sunday calls for a high near 59 and a low after a Sunday night, showers after 11. Monday calls for 58 and a lows of 43. That's kind of...
lots of rain this weekend, yeah. after Saturday.
It's wonderful. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. How was your happy St. Patrick's Day yesterday?
Well, I tell you what, it's what they say. Irish yesterday, hungover today. You know, so, you know.
Did you have some Irish whiskey last night?
I had to taste just a little. Just a taste of Irish whiskey. Uh-huh. I yelled out, Begora! You know, and Aaron Gobrah! Things like that. And there's a guy with an English accent, and Ted and I jumped on and beat him up.
Oh,
so because we felt like very Irish, and said, "Remember the troubles? Yeah, put us in jail for a long time." And then we both talked in these horrible Irish accents, and then we wandered off looking for turkeys. It was just one of those evenings last night. Yes.
Well, happy
birthday.
What
about you?
Well, you know, I ran a rerun last night. Jared was so kind, and we pulled up one of the, you know, really an interesting one. Actually, it's kind of weird when you do a rerun, and it was from January, and here we are, you know, it's 85 degrees. I'm saying, I hope you're staying cool and warm, because I was listening on my way. It was a girlfriend special 50th birthday party. I met all kinds of lovely ladies last night. Very interesting. You know, she, her daughter is competitive in volleyball and basketball. So there were a lot of sports moms there last night, and it was just very cool to, you know, meet a bunch of gals that are, you know, business professionals, but
sure.
And I, people like women here that I hadn't met. So all very lovely, yep. And wonderful house on the river. So happy birthday, Pam. You know, 50, we know we celebrate all year long. So anyway, last night we ran a really cool spot, a show of where I interviewed Nathan, who is the general manager of the Gold Mart. And it was a fascinating show, even the second and the third time, because it's just, see, the guy just really walks and talks stones and yep. where things come from and all that. So anyway, with us this morning, and I love this portion of the show, every Friday morning I look forward to getting out of bed super early because we have our pet of the week.
Good morning.
Good
well,
morning.
That's not the pet of the week. That's Spencer bringing in Aries, who is one of the best dogs you have ever brought in right now. He is adorable.
He is. So Aries.
He's, right now he's chewing. We keep a dog toy in the place. And Linda took out the dog toy, and Aries is looking at it. She throws it across the room. Aries runs after it, gets it and brings it back to her.
Yeah.
And Aries is, well, maybe 3 months old.
Yeah, 3, 4 months old.
4 months, yeah.
A great dog. So he's, I brought Aries with me. He is a 3 to 4 month old boxer mix. He's going to be a larger dog. He's going to easily double, maybe even triple in size. He's got some pretty decent sized paws on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tan collar with little white markings all over his body. This
got a white muzzle and white feet.
He has got to be one of the best mannered dogs, I think, that I brought with
great
me.
Great disposition.
He's not even on a leash.
He's not. No, I brought him into the studio and I set him down on the floor and he just follows me all over the place. He's just happy-go-lucky little puppy, ready to go to a new family. It's just unfortunate that he even had to make a pit stop at our shelter.
Right.
I tell you what, this is a great dog. And you know what? He is the kind of dog that, if we didn't already have El Killer, I'd take a look at this dog.
Yeah, I can see
you. You know
what?
Because I could see, that, you know, this dog would be a great dog to take out, you know, walking or running. And he already retrieves.
He does.
I mean, he retrieves, and he kind of instinctively knew to go pick that and bring it back to Linda. It was really nice.
He's well behaved and beautiful to look at. Yeah,
he is very, very nice dog. We have him rated for a home with kids of all ages, obviously, because he's just a puppy.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't have any bad habits or anything yet.
Except he wants to lick your face.
Yeah,
a little bit.
He can't hold his liquor too well.
That's right.
You know, I even think that he's partially potty trained. When I first took him out of his kennel this morning, we went outside. He went right over to the grass. He squatted down because he hasn't learned how to raise his leg yet. Squatted down and did his business, and he knows how to sit already. He rides great in a car. I mean, just all around well-rounded, very socialized dog here.
Okay,
so what happens when if somebody's getting a three-month-old puppy from you and they decide, I want this dog, what's the step? They come in.
You meet the dog.
Right.
Fill out an application. Mm-hmm. We review it. We either say yes or no. You pay the adoption fee, which right now we're running a special on. All of our adoption fees have been greatly reduced. And if the animal is already spayed or neutered and had all of its vet work done, it can go home the same day. If it has not been vetted yet, it's normally the following day that they can go home.
So he'll be neutered.
He will be neutered prior to going home.
Okay. Neutered, shots, ready to go.
Chipped.
Yep, chipped.
That's cool.
Shots, flea treatment, everything.
He's chewing on the toy right now,
yeah,
in your lap.
No, he's
adorable. He's adorable dog.
He's one of the, you know, when
he's
you look
eyes.
At dog, yeah, yeah, when you look at pets, well, we had some friends, we went to their house, and I'm not a big cat lover, but I enjoyed just the personality of their pets. It's their family, and we know what that's like. You could have a cat, a dog, they have birds, fish, you name it. So they have, it's just critters. You know, you just love your critters. This dog, you could just watch. Just
watch him.
Fun. That's your TV set. You know, your personality, watching the personality of this dog is just, he's captivating.
He is.
Okay. All right, so this dog's name is Aries. It is a great dog. You can pick up Aries today down at the Haven Humane, which is on
East Side Road, just south of Wind River Casino and Resort.
And the phone number is
241-1653.
All right.
You dropped his toy, and he said, where's the toy?
Well, he's going to have to leave without his toy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, look, good luck on this one, because this is a great dog. This is a great dog. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Spencer.
You bet. Okay. Hey, a lot of things going on this weekend. That is an adorable dog. Chili cook-off and roast
home,
the
you?
Donald. I would. I, you know what?
What?
If we didn't have...
Chili kick-off and roast the Donald.
Roast the Donald. That's right. It's a community center at City of Shasta Lake. A 4 to 5 p.m. chili cook-off. 6 to 7 chili cook-off winners announced. 6:30 silent auction. And 7 to 8 p.m. roasting of the Donald Spurgeon, who is a guy from up in the city of Shasta Lake.
Okay.
So don't get too excited there. So it is, but it's going to be a great event. And all the proceeds go to the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. All of this. And if you have any questions, give them a call you just have to do is you can get your tickets at the Big Dipper Restaurant, Shasta Lake Chiropractic, the Old Mill Eatery and Smokehouse, or the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. If you have any questions, give them a call at 275-7490. It's going to be a good time out there. And, of course, we also are having the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day in the morning, so you can hit both of those. You can do at 10 o'clock. They're going to have a service up at IGO for all the Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam. 46 Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam. And then back to the veterans for a Veterans Day program at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street at noon, and a free lunch provided by Sons of Italy. Entertainment by the Shasta Middle School students. Information tables for veterans organizations and resources. If you have any questions, call Eddie McAllister, 524-7504. And this is going to be happening tomorrow, the 19th of March, starting up at IGO and then back to the Veterans Hall. Now, also, the 4th Annual Winnie and Roses Spring Gala, Saturday, April the 2nd, 2016, out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. This is going to have food, music, prime rib dinner prepared by Anderson Rotary, full bar, music, door prizes, raffle, silent and live auctions. This is a big night there. Tickets are only $40 per person. You got it all right there. For more information, look it up at safehavenhorserescue.org or 360-0874. I think that's pretty much all the announcements for right now. We'll hit a few more.
We have a full morning, but are we going to talk a little politics?
No, we're getting ready to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy. For deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Jay Leno, Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium.
Police say an 84-year-old man pepper sprayed a security guard during a dispute at a retirement community bingo game in Florida. The old guy said he was fed up, said he told the security guard he had it up to here, and that was just his pants, okay? That wasn't even counting. My pants up to here.
Buy tickets at the box office by calling 530-229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com. Presented by Reading Civic Auditorium.
Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 23rd at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Silver wings.
Merle.
Shining in the sunlight.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew 2143 Hilltop Drive, where if you walk inside, you'll see Espresso Joe's, where the best coffee beans are roasted in the North State. Coffee beans by the pound, any kind of espresso, wonderful coffee drinks, and you walk in next door to the biggest walk-in humidor. If your man or your lady likes cigars, she may be chomping down on them. Who knows? whatever floats your boat. But anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Welcome back to our show.
All right.
Here we are on this Friday morning, and we've got it, Carl. Okay. We've got great guests with us this morning.
I'm just reading our, you know, in the chat room here. Things are happening out there. People can, anyway. Okay, hey, you know what? Tomorrow night, you're going to be emceeing it. It's going to be the Turtle Bay event of the year.
The Turtle Bay Auction. This is the biggest auction. Fundraiser.
But one of the things that we wanted to talk about specifically, well, first of all, Christy Kitzer.
I'm back.
She's back.
What is this year?
Honey, aren't they paying you enough over there? You got to have ragged jeans on.
Oh, I knew I was going to comment on my clothes today.
You know what? Carl, that is just that is totally the thing to wear this year.
I know it's. I'm just a guy comment.
You know that?
I know that. But
we could take a scissors to your jeans.
Right. They're comfy and I have a 12-hour day.
All right. Get off your back. That's right. You know what? Did you hear her say that? Get off my back. Did you hear that?
I said give me a break. It's nicer than that.
Well, it's the same thing. Okay. This is a big event for Turtle Bay, right, Christy?
Yes, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so it's a big deal for us. And Linda gets to come.
Okay.
Linda gets the MC.
So what,
I get to come.
Can you share with our listeners that you... Turtle Bay does so much for education, also for you're always doing wonderful deals, meaning creating price ranges for people to come, be able to make it affordable for a family to come. And right now, what are your fees for a family for two plus two kids and two guests?
That's $80 a year for a membership, and you can come every day that we're open for two adults and up to four kids. And there's the only thing you pay for once you're inside is a dollar for the nectar if you want to feed the parrots.
If you want to feed the parrots.
Whereas a daily admission is $16 per adult and $12 per kid every time you come.
It's such a great deal. And and even if you don't go a lot, you're still supporting Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Right. And so Saturday is a big fundraiser where they, you know, you get sponsors for different portions of new educational programs for children.
Yep.
And let's not forget all the field trips that come through and kids get to have hands-on and they learn so much and you have the summer programs and so on and so forth, which leads us into our next guest this morning, Rachel Hatch. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah. We always admire you and your brain.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And you have this field trip to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell everybody what the field trip to the future is.
This is an auction item that's going to be up for bid this Saturday at the Turtle Bay Auction. And it's not your usual auction item. It's an experience. It's kind of an immersion into the future. People who are making the future already today, right here in Reading.
So think of iRobot and that movie iRobot. And there isn't a parallel, but there is kind of when you think of futuristic in the sense that you're bringing this kind of what would we be like in the future. And I have certain friends like the Morrisons, the Salters, the list goes on of people who have gone a bit on this last year and have took it, and they said it's hard to explain, Linda. I can't explain it, but I'm sure you can explain it. But they just said it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so we want to give a taste of some of the innovation scene that's happening, and a lot of it happens just below the radar. So imagine, you know, we spend a half day on this experience, and we'll go see 3D printing, we'll go see people who are experimenting with crowdfunding, who are doing placemaking in different ways, and these are things where there's just early experiments in tech or in whatever else.
What's placemaking?
Placemaking is when a great example was the pop-up parklet that happened downtown.
Yeah, right.
So this is where people do temporary efforts to kind of illustrate what a space could be, what the potential is, and it really captivates the imagination about what could be possible. And ultimately, you have to be able to imagine what's possible in order to build toward it in the future. So that's why those kinds of efforts are fun, but they're also important.
I love this comment here by William Gibson. The future is already here. It's just unevenly distributed.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that great?
Yeah, exactly. So this experience is a half day to kind of gather that unevenly distributed future into one place and serve up an experience of it in just half a day. Yeah.
Now, Christy, do you see maybe this might be an exhibit over there?
That would be incredible.
Wouldn't that be something?
That was what my brain was just thinking.
Yeah, I can see you looking there when you were saying this. Uh-huh. And wouldn't this be great to have, like, local, you know, I mean, within 100-mile range of people coming in here and having, like, maybe a week-long exhibit?
Absolutely.
So that you could come in about technology in the Northern California region.
Would that be great?
There's a lot happening here.
I mean, there is. Yeah. We've had the hub on before, and several times. In fact, now we're trying, and I'm laying it in your lap. That I'm trying to catch them all at one time, like we said, it's like trying to herd cats, you know, because everybody is, I mean, there are so many
They're very busy,
and then you got Hope Seth, who's in charge of the entrepreneurial division over there at EDC, but to get everybody on here at one time and talk about these great things they're working on, I mean, right here in Reading, and people, it's below the radar, and it'd be nice to know, like, say, some of them are, like, to this point. You know what? If there was a grant or something, it would just push them up over the top.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Or a private investor.
Yeah, and some of that's happening. You know, this field trip to the future is really about refreshing your perceptions of what's possible here, and giving a chance for people who go on it to try out something they may not try out on their own. So, for instance, taking an Uber drive in Reading. Uber is the car sharing service where normal people can basically sign up and drive other people around as though they were a taxi. So you may not ever try that on your own because it feels really different, but on a half-day experience like this, that's an example of something we might try out.
Well, Uber also is just made an announcement that their drivers can get instant pay. So it must be something that they could just put it directly into their accounts from the time the person comes in so they don't have to wait.
It's
near real time right now. It's an instant.
Wow.
Somebody said here maybe it would be robot bodies someday to replace our old tired ones. We just pass our, just, you know, put our brain over there. I think that's a while. Well, anyway.
Well, so this is fantastic. And, of course, we're going to bring you on next week. We're going to talk more in detail. It'd be great to be able to have maybe somebody calling in, too, that has experienced it last year so they can maybe talk from their perception or perspective of what they actually saw and felt. Someone of my age that maybe isn't super, super computer literate, doesn't really think in terms like that, because you're of the generation that is the creators of the of Mac and then some. So this Saturday, and let's talk about Turtle Bay just a little bit. What are a few plugs you've got there for the next 3 minutes?
For the next 3 minutes? Well, we've got, of course, auction on tomorrow. Thank you for all of our donors and for everyone who's coming and for everyone supporting it. We really appreciate it. It's a big deal for us. And then we, of course, have our exhibits right now. We have Water's Extreme Journey, Peanuts Naturally, all about Snoopy and the gang.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the famous artist student art, which is just lovely and makes me feel real bad about how bad of an artist I am because these kids are way younger than me and they're fantastic. And then we also have our spring plant sale coming up on April 7th and 8th. That's Friday and Saturday.
Now, that's going to be behind Turtle Bay.
Yeah, that's on the north side of the river. Mm-hmm. It come in off of Market Street right by the Dutch Bros over there, and it's in the nursery. And so members get 30% off and non-members 20% off. And it's really good pricing.
Fantastic.
For all plants that are propagated here on site, so they will survive in Reading.
I love that. Yeah. And if you haven't walked back at the gardens of Turtle Bay, it's such a wonderful surprise to see all the beautiful art that is in, what would you call them, What are the name of the gardens?
We have there's like 10 of them.
Okay.
But in the children's garden, we do have a little free library now. So you can go out there and, you know, take a book, leave a book, that sort of thing, and you can read out there. And there's just benches and art.
It's really
a lovely area for that.
Well, look forward to seeing you both tomorrow night. Rachel, this is incredible that you, again, have donated a field trip to the future, and looking forward to talking more about that next week. And of course, you know, we're big supporters of anything Turtle Bay. We love what you're doing and how you reach out to the community and make us feel, you know, we love to support, you know, mind expansion and virtual experiences and
just some of the things that would be happening on this as an example, you know, as the future of placemaking arts and culture in Reading. You're talking with Ryan Russell Studio, Scott Seaton, conductor of the North State Symphony.
We've
been
Scott.
On here many times. Katrina Keys, outside Reading Public Art Project. You have you do the future of talent with Data Ray on Market Street with Kevin Garraway, the COO. Tech Demo, the 3D printing that we talked about. Innovators Panel, future of the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the Reading area. Luke Miner, co-founder of Bucaring Crowdfunding, Sydney Lai, Startup Weekend, and Hope South. Anyway, these are types of, these are just a great way to take a look, you know, when people are going over such a backwater place with no culture.
Right.
They, you know,
right,
where,
right.
I, you know what? The people that say that,
they
of course,
don't
I,
go outside.
They don't go outside. And I haven't heard that many comments lately. Maybe people are starting to wake up to the fact that we do have a lot of things going on around here, and we do have technology that's just getting ready to erupt. Mm-hmm. Rachel Hatch, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Chrissy Kitt, thank you very much.
Always wonderful to have you here.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:30 here on the 18th of March at KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, the 18th of March. It's 50 degrees out there, going up to 74. You know, yesterday in my car, the thermometer in my car said 83 degrees.
Oh, no, 86 for me.
You said 86?
86.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. Mary McCurdy over there, she is... She wants her clients to be happy, and she will find them the right house at the right price, whether it's their first house or 100 houses. It's all hers. She's got a website at marymccurdy.com. That's MARIMCCURDY.com to see all of her listings, or call her at 949-1550. Properties by Merit, locally owned, locally operated right here in town. So we are sitting here with Dr. Kara Tennant,
our wonderful guest this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Up there on that I have an interesting statistic. Let's start off the show. After crunching the numbers, the APPA, which would be what? APPA projected that Americans will spend an astounding $60.59 billion on food, veterinary care, and supplies in 2015, up more than $2 billion from the $58 billion spent on pets in 2014. People are totally digging their pets. So,
and the biggest spenders are millennials and baby boomers, people on both ends. Because they and anyway, do you, but yet the yet they're buying less animals because of people like you, Dr. Tennant, because their animals are living longer.
They are living longer. Our medicine's getting better, and animals are part of the family now.
Yeah, how much would you not spend on your mom or your dad or your kid? And your sister, your brother, if you thought, okay, so anyway, that's not, but I just think that's very interesting because people are taking their pets. I think it's not just the backyard dog anymore. It's part of our existence.
It is. And you look at all the advertisements on TV and they, you know, companies spend so much money on that, advertising food and toys and, you know, all this stuff. We're traveling with our pets now.
Yeah.
They're doing everything we're doing.
They're doing, and people are taking their pets on trips across America. It's true. And flying with them. And now there's pet hotels. All right. So now that we're going into, it's the end of March, beginning of April, you know, seasonally, what's on your mind?
Oh, you know what I'm seeing right now? Our fleas. I'm seeing a ton of fleas.
Ooh.
And everyone thinks, oh, the fleas die over the winter. They don't. It doesn't get cold enough here in Reading to kill them. And fleas are such a nuisance, and they can be tough to kill. And so
how do we do that? How do we kill the fleas on our puppies?
Yeah, so
kitties.
First of all, prevention, of course, right?
Right.
Yeah. So prevention is going to be the best way to protect your pet against fleas. Once you have fleas, it's going to take minimum 3 months to get rid of them because of their life cycle.
Whoa.
And you got to break those cycles.
You got to break the cycle, and they've got you know, the eggs, and then you have the larva and the pupa and then the adults. And the larva and the pupa, I call the teenager fleas. So we can sterilize the eggs so they don't hatch. We can kill the adults, but there's really nothing to kill the teenager fleas.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing kills
those
them?
Things
nothing
have all that them. Testosterone going, huh?
What are you typing there? What are you looking at?
No,
testosterone
and
teenage
long?
Fleas.
Okay, undisturbed.
Oh, she's looking at it, right?
Undisturbed and without blood meal, a flea can live more than 100 days. On average, the live 2 to 3 months female fleas cannot lay eggs until after their first blood meal and begin to lay eggs within 36 to 48 hours after that meal.
Yep, so what happens is you have the pupa. That has, it's kind of like it's a little flea in a cocoon, basically.
Yeah.
And it's in your house. It's in your carpets. It's underneath your couches. People tell me, oh, I have wood floors. I don't have fleas. Oh, no. Fleas love the cracks in the wood floor. So it's sitting in there. And then when you have a mammal come in, like a dog or a cat, then the flea senses the movement of that animal, and then they jump on your pet. So a lot of people, you know, they'll go out of town. They'll board their dog or their cat, and they're gone for a couple of weeks. They come back, and then all of a sudden the fleas are crazy. And that's because the pupa were, you know, they're hanging out in the house, and they didn't have anything to eat. And then an animal comes in, and all of a sudden it is feeding time.
And you see them jumping.
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
okay.
And you think it's bad around here. You ought to live in Hawaii.
Oh,
and have
imagine.
Animals. They just, I mean, it's year-round, and they are in the attack. I mean, you people are bombing your houses all the time down there. Okay, so
imagine.
So we need to break the, and you can't just by doing it one time. So you've got to do it, like, for 3 months of treatments.
Minimum.
Or even treat them every month would
that's
be the best way.
That's what I do. I treat my pets year-round.
Okay, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So what's the best way of treating this?
So, first of all, I'll talk about cats, because we all know cats are different. They do their own thing. cats
believe
so,
they're gods.
They, yes, you know, and they order us around.
They do. Yeah. They just, like, they do maybe I'll give you attention.
That's true.
On your lucky moment.
They do what they want.
They do what they want. But they're also very sensitive. So dog flea medication can actually kill a cat. And so you have to get something that's labeled for cats. And a lot of these over-the-counter flea medications are actually pretty toxic. And so what I see is an owner will go to, you know, a pet store, pick up a flea product that's labeled for a cat, use it, and then the cat will have a seizure or it'll have a horrendous burn on its neck. And so there are only a few safe, you know,
now,
flea
there
medications.
Now, there was one flea prevention medicine over-the-counter that was killing, if I remember, it killed a bunch of dogs and maybe cats years ago. Do you remember that at all? And because it was toxic to, you know, more than just the average amount, you know, because like you said, it'll burn, mm-hmm. you know, someone will burn. But I remember reading about this that dogs were getting sick and all these things because it was too toxic.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, these are technically, they're chemicals we're using.
Yeah.
And so we really have to be careful with what we are using. And then dogs, there are some really great new oral medications out for dogs that I really like because you don't have to worry about the greasy, you know.
Okay, what's that called?
There are two kinds right now, and I think there's a third one that just came out. One's called NexGard, which is a once-a-month chewable tablet, and then the one's called Bravecto, which is a tablet that lasts for 3 months. And so they're chewable, they're flavored. Dogs tend to take them like a treat.
Oh, so it's better than the stuff you like pour on them?
I like it better. Okay. My dogs are dirty dogs. So, you know, if I put a topical on them, they'll go out, they'll roll in the dirt, and then I've got a muddy, greasy situation.
So they're taking it internally, probably gets to their bloodstream.
Yeah, and actually, the neat thing about these is the FDA, especially with something like Bravecto, has approved these for use in dogs who are pregnant and lactating, which is important because the FDA never approves any medications for pregnant dogs. So that, and especially if something's going to be in your dog's system for 3 months, you know, I need to know that it's going to be safe. At least the FDA thinks it's safe.
And does it work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, somebody here said they just wash their dogs, you know, and then they treat them for 2 or 3 months and they don't ever have a problem. Another one says that he's a photographer or she's a photographer, and he had an elderly couple come in to take photos of them with their pets and then single with their pets. So, you know, I mean,
because
you're talking about spending $60 billion
right.
a year, that people have taken it to a level now.
Yeah.
That pets,
it's your Christmas card.
Well, pets,
right.
they're on Christmas cards. They're on, well, look at us.
Yeah.
You know, when we had a photo of the whole family,
we had
what
the
was
dog.
Right in the middle of
yep.
it? Yeah, there's the dog being held in the middle.
Yep, that's our baby.
Yep, our pets are on our Christmas cards, too. And our pets are, you know, sleeping in bed with us,
right.
too. So
right.
something to
well, we don't do
see,
that.
What
think
we talk about.
About.
Okay, if only if she wants to. Sometimes she doesn't want to.
But I want to bring back what we were talking about originally was that you can wash your pet. Maybe kill the fleas on it and do what you've got to do. But the reality is that what you're saying is that the larvae and the fleas will sleep in the cracks. And like, we have hardwood floors.
On hardwood floors. That's interesting.
And that I didn't know that until this moment. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So now they're starting to hatch. They're starting to come out because of what? The warm weather? The spring? What is it?
I guess.
It's that time of year.
I guess.
So it's that time of year.
And
so,
I take Snooky to the doggy parks. You know,
so
they're all over
washing
in the grass.
On a regular, washing on a regular basis
mm-hmm.
or bathing the animal. And then the pill, it sounds like, might be an easy way to do it. You just give it to them once every 3 months. And
mm-hmm.
it'll just and that way it breaks that cycle, too. It gets the adults, it gets the larvae, and it gets the teenagers.
It does. And
who
if
are
you
full
can...
of testosterone and nothing else touches them.
And if you can kill an adult flea before it lays eggs, then you're golden. Or if the adult flea, because it's going to take a little time to kill, it's usually within 24 hours with mm-hmm. these medications, then the eggs won't hatch because these medications sterilize the eggs.
Okay, so then let's ask another question about this then. So you start this treatment. So you've already got some fleas in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? I mean, do the fleas go to people?
No.
Okay.
So fleas don't like people. There are people who will be sensitive to fleas. And if we have the situation like we were talking about where you're out of town for a couple weeks, then you come back and the fleas are starving, so they will feed on anything. So they'll feed on a human if they absolutely have to, but they prefer mammals.
Mammals.
Okay. Furry mammals.
Somebody said that. Okay, now, I mean, the chat room was filled with their dogs. So they, furry animals. You better watch out, Jared. Okay, I mean, that's your haircut for the summer here. It says here that they have, you know, they have a dog bed, but it's a Serta. Acerta dog bed.
Hey.
Acerta mattress dog bed. Okay, well.
Pet comfort's important.
Well, you know what? People are spending $60 billion a year on this.
Yeah.
And you know, they did. They talked about the medicines and how the dogs are and animals are living longer because they're being taken care of. I mean, people don't realize a horse can live, what, 30 years or more?
Yeah.
I mean, most of them, you know, we used to look at horses at 12 or 15, and that's it. You know, they're out of there. But now, there are people still riding them a lot. Then it's because of people like you, Dr. Kara Tenner.
And preventative care, right?
And preventative care.
So how many pets would you say that you see on an average a day? And is it mostly, it's dogs and cats, but, you know, people ever have, like, pygmy goats or pigs?
They do. I haven't seen them come into the clinic, but they do. And a lot of people have chickens. Backyard chickens?
Right.
A lot of people have chickens. We've been talking to a lot of people that have it. As long as they don't have a rooster, I guess it's okay.
And that is something that I've noticed when I've moved to Reading. That's not something that you know.
You don't see it in Sacramento?
Not in Virginia.
Not in the D.C. area.
Yeah, you do see it in Sacramento on the outskirts.
Not in D.C. area, you're right.
Not in the D.C. area. I didn't know a single person who
It's really
chickens.
Become big. I went on Craigslist
the
other day.
I think you can have
and they had a bunch of chickens.
Up to five chickens or three chickens, something like that. And
I don't think you can do it in the city anymore.
No, Oh.
We got to find that out before. I'm going to look it up.
Some people said you could, and other people were talking about their chickens, and we had somebody in here who goes, I don't think we can have chickens anymore, which seems kind of sad because why not? Anyway, hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tenner, Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop, and we've been talking about the big thing right now is fleas and how to take care of the fleas and how to prevent your animal from being miserable this summer, and you from watching the dog get, you know, scratch itself, and then it gets little bite marks on it, and then you got, you know, then you feel bad, and you know, then you give it a treat, and then it gets obese, and then it has diabetes, and then pretty soon you got to spend more money on it that way. So we can prevent all of that by treating it for fleas. We'll be right back after these messages. 14 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 18th of March. 50 degrees going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We'll be right back.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with three personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like today?
50 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like today's going to be sunny and hot. Well, 74. Increasing clouds tonight with 49. Partly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 68. Slight chance of showers tomorrow night with our lows of 49. Sunday is calling for showers at the high of 59. And Sunday night showers after 11. Cloudy with around 47. So that's our weekend forecast here. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, the owner, veteran, believes in quality workmanship. He can do anything from a chip to a crack up to 24 inches in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and he is a master windshield repair specialist. Does it a way that when he can guarantee his work. You're not going to be disappointed. He does super work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield fixed. It's got to be 6 years ago, and you can't see it still today. 3208 South Market, or give them a call at 241-8373. Hey, our guest today is Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital up on Hilltop Drive. And we've been talking fleas. And now, I segued into, because you feel guilty because the dog's got fleas, you give it treats, and then the dog gains weight. Now it's obese, now it has diabetes. I was kind of kidding, but you're telling me, oh no. I'm treating dogs for diabetes.
Dogs and cats.
And cats.
Yep.
Is there one of the different kind of species that do the cats, do you see more diabetes with cats or dogs?
I'd say it's pretty even across the board. Yeah. And they get different types of diabetes just like we do. You know, we have type 1, type 2. And the way they respond to diabetes is different. So cats are similar to type 2 diabetic. They respond really well to diet, and a lot of the times they do need insulin. Dogs are more insulin dependent. They tend to respond better to insulin rather than a change in diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess cats are more like, what, adult humans, and dogs are more like kids?
Okay. Well, yeah, you know what? I think that's probably true. Unless, of course, you were a Marine, and then you could, you know, then you could be more like the dog. Or like children.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well,
but
have you ever heard of a ragdoll cat?
A ragdoll?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, because people were talking about ragdoll cats. I mean, you know, then we saw one the other day. What was kind of cat that Bob had? It was a snow something. Was it snow something?
A snowshoe?
Snowshoe.
Yes.
A snowshoe cat, and I'm hearing ragdoll cat. So these are specific breeds?
They are specific breeds.
I mean, look at
that. You don't see them very often.
Yeah.
Because we don't see a lot of, like dogs, you know, we see a lot of breeds.
Right.
But cats, there's so many kind of mixes, you know, domestic short hair, domestic long hair.
Hey, while we were on the subject of chickens, I've gone online, I'm trying to look it up. What is the new count city ordinance for chickens? I need to know.
If somebody out there knows, please give us a call.
605-4567. Or get on our website or chat room. Because I need to know, because at one time, I mean, according to these, what I'm seeing online, it goes through 2015 saying that Redding loosens backyard ordinance. But what is it? That's 2010. What's happening now, guys? What do you know? Help us know.
Okay, Dr. Tennant, we've talked about fleas, and it's a big time of the year for that. They're starting to come out. And a little bit about the obesity in dogs and diabetics. What do you want to talk? What's the big thing now? What else do we want to talk about here in our last 7 minutes? I know that that you all handled small animals like this. Somebody said, do you ever get snakes?
You know, we haven't gotten snakes recently. We do see some small furries.
Small what?
Furries. That's why I call it a small furry. So rabbits and hamsters. And
what about, do people have, how about rats?
Yeah, we see rats are great pets. They're great pets for kids because they're relatively easy to take care of. They tend to be very friendly, relatively clean, surprisingly, right?
Wow. Yeah. No, wouldn't make it in our house. Nope. Rats in the... Because people here are talking about they were looking for a cat for, and they ended up their son gave him a rat for a present. So it's kind of strange, huh? Anyway, so
well, it's not going to live as long as a cat.
No,
for sure.
Okay, so if you were going to, you see people. Of course, we have Haven Humane here that adopts out so many pets. And what would you say to people if they were interested in looking, going to Haven Humane, to find a pet? Now, Haven, chips them and does everything for them like that. What would you say, saying that somebody's looking for a pet, for kids at that age now or they want to, about when you're going to either an animal shelter or even a private owner, what would you tell them to do?
You have to be prepared. This is a commitment for the lifetime of the pet. And dogs and cats are living for a pretty long time, 13, 16 years. And it's not only a time commitment, but also financial commitment, which I think a lot of people don't think about. What happens when your pet gets sick? What do you do if you financially can't take your pet to the vet? But the whole family should be involved, and everyone should meet that pet, hopefully. With kids, a lot of the times, parents want to have a pet as a surprise, and I think that could be fun, too. So I don't think there are huge problems with that.
Okay, so big thing is be prepared.
Do research.
Yeah. Well, we didn't do that at all when we got our dog. In fact, we went out, giving ourselves 6 months to buy the dog, and I bought the first one I saw. So, and we had to stop literally at the store to get the bed and all that stuff. But you're right, and because Linda kept saying, I don't know if I'm ready for the two.
I wasn't ready.
I'm not ready to have a child for 15 years.
I said, that's 15 years next to me laying that little blob. It's just, oh, my God. I mean, I know what it takes. I mean, we took puppy classes. We were very dedicated. And still to this day, you have to get home at a certain time. That dog has to be exercised. We have to consider her. Well, then we have somebody who takes care of our pet while we're gone for a couple of days. And, that person can't do it. So now we have to think, okay, are we going to travel with her? How are we going to travel with her? It's another responsibility in the big picture of how we're going to do it.
It's
not a big dog. You can just get out there on the ski slope.
Right. But there's a really good website to go to for information, too, and it's made by vets, but it's for pet owners.
Okay.
Because you never know, when you're searching online if the information's correct, and that's veterinarypartner.com.
Oh.
And veterinarypartner.com.
You can search anything. You can search fleas. You can search diabetes. You can search, puppy training. They have a lot of really great information there for pet owners.
Well, you've got great things here. People had their cats for 22 years, and then they said that, she ate Purina food her whole life, a cat food that on the first ingredient was corn. And we wanted to change her food, but the vet said, leave her alone. She was never sick a day in her life.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
Isn't that weird? I mean,
great.
Isn't that something? Well, vets said, hey, look, if it's working for her, it's working for her.
Exactly. Don't change a thing.
What would you tell people? The most important thing is we got like 2 minutes for their pets.
Oh, prevention.
Prevention.
Get your pets vaccinated. Make sure they're on a heartworm prevention. The heartworm prevention protects them against intestinal parasites that we can get from our pets. And get them on a flea preventative.
There you go. Three simple things, and it's prevention, and it'll save you money in the short run and the long run.
It'll save you money from having to come into the vet for infections and
illness. Well, and it'd be good for your pet, number one.
And then also regular checkups, too.
Regular checkups, at least once a year.
Once a year, come in and check the heart and all those things.
Yeah. Get their shots.
Make sure they keep their weight where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Okay. Well, see how easy it is? Just listen to Dr. Kara Tennant. Care Animal Hospital, what are your phone numbers?
Our phone number is 244-2287.
You've got a big office there.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyone can buy and take a tour, too. It's very nice.
I want to do that.
Beautiful. We
there.
Drove by and, yeah.
I've been driving
there,
by
there. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
Come
all
on.
The
hey.
Time. Yeah. All the time. You love your job, don't you?
I do. Yeah. You could tell, right?
I was talking to a 16-year-old girl the other day, and she said she wants to be a vet. She's wanted to be a vet since she was six. And I said, well, you know, that's something you really want to have to be. I mean, it's, you know, it's college and more. She says, I love animals, and that's what I want to do. I said, you ought to call one of the vets around here and maybe start interning mm-hmm. for them. See if you do like it.
Definitely. She should do that and find out, you know, does she really like it?
Yeah.
Kind of the day-to-day. Because it's not always, you know, petting kittens and puppies.
No, it's not. Mm. It's some tough times in there. Dr. Kara Tennant of the Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages with Matt Mosley, who's going to talk about the anti-sex trafficking drive here in Reading in the North State. It's 8 o'clock here on Friday, March the 18th.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. What is the mainstream Republican Party to do in its effort to stop Donald Trump from capturing the nomination? There's a lot of disagreement inside the party. Ohio State political science professor Paul Beck says at this point he can't rule anything out.
2016, anything can happen, and anything already has happened. It's been full of surprises.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, is rejecting suggestions that the race is over on the Democrat side. He says he has what he calls a path toward victory and could catch up with Hillary Clinton, despite her huge lead in terms of delegates. He took his message of economic disparity yesterday to Flagstaff, Arizona.
You got mom working, you got dad working, you got the kids working. What does this do? What does this do to families? It stresses out marriages, correct? Parents don't have enough time to spend with their children, and that causes other problems.
And he says that he now has an advantage since more of the campaigns will be moving out of the Deep South, where Hillary Clinton enjoyed a decided advantage among black voters. An electrician in his second day on the project plunged more than 50 floors to his death from a downtown Los Angeles skyscraper that will eventually become the West Coast's tallest building once completed. Martin Project Management CEO Chris Martin telling KNBC-TV that all workers are instructed in procedures to keep them safe, as he explained on KNBC.
There's safety training for every worker on the job, and in certain locations there's very specialized training. So these are all smart people.
Police and building officials say the man fell to his death from the 53rd floor of the unfinished Wilshire Grand Center around noon yesterday. The 73-story skyscraper will be about 1,100 feet tall once it's completed. On Wall Street, the major index is doing well. The Dow is up 83. The S&P 500 up about 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sunday, Fox presents a live musical event, The Passion. Here's host Tyler Perry.
The Passion is the story of Christ in the last hours of his life, from the time he enters Jerusalem until the crucifixion, all the way up to his resurrection.
A live musical event with Christian star Michael W. Smith, gospel sensation Yolanda Adams, country legend Trisha Yearwood as Mary, and more.
I think it's something that the whole family should see.
The Passion, hosted by Tyler Perry, a live musical event, Sunday on Fox.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Most of the international stock markets were thriving today. That's because commodity prices were doing just a little bit better, including crude oil prices, which were showing signs of life. Gold prices, though, struggling. They're down about $11 an ounce. The U.S. Senate voting to hold the classified advertising website Backpage.com in civil contempt. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the details from Capitol Hill.
The Senate decided to hold the website in contempt for failing to comply with a congressional subpoena into how it screens ads for possible child sex trafficking. The vote, which was unanimous, marks the first time in two decades the Senate has voted to hold someone in contempt. The move allows the Senate Homeland and Governmental Affairs Committee to go to court to try to force Backpage.com to turn over documents about its screening practices. It also comes after the company refused to comply with a subpoena last year. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Severe weather pounded parts of North Texas yesterday as a stretch of hail moved from west to east. This little girl told KDFW-TV, knowing that some of the animals in the zoo got killed by that heavy hail, put a damper on her trip to the Fort Worth Zoo.
I think it's really sad because I think animals should be alive and that they should make like a cover for them.
Authorities asking for help in identifying a person of interest in the disappearance of a 14-year-old girl missing after her father's body was discovered shot and dumped in a rural area north of Houston. Walker County Sheriff Clint McCray says they've got some information from a grainy video.
You'll see a vehicle that'll be coming in off of a street driving down into a specific area. And then shortly thereafter, there'll be a heavyset or what appears to be a heavyset Hispanic male running from one of our scenes.
McCray says authorities believe Adriana Coronado of the Houston suburb of Katy is still alive. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning here on the 18th of March, 2016. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And it's 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like today's highs is going to be 74, increasing clouds of 49. We're going to do an update here with the current temperature in just a minute. Saturday's partly cloudy, and Saturday night looks like a low of 49. Sunday calls for a high of 59. Jared, is that currently 47? Okay, currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. It fluctuates these 2 or 3 degrees. Again, today our highs will be 74. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phones, Carl, with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 112 points at 17,593. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 2,047. And the NASDAQ gaining 23 points at 4,797. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, trading up 5 cents at $13.20. Columbia Pipeline Group, Chesapeake here. I forgot to put that down. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Chesapeake's up 20 cents at $4.99. Local bank stocks of interest, Cornerstone Community Bank, up it's trading flat at $8.70. Trico Bank shares positive 37 cents at $26.09. Bank of Commerce up a nickel at $6.24. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.90%. And over to commodities, gold is down $14.50 an ounce at $12.32, silver off a nickel at $15.53, and crude oil at 49 cents, trading at $42 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors, and she comes in on Mondays and Fridays and tells us what's going on, gives us an update for the week and kind of what's going on in our world of high finance. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Civic Auditorium. This Sunday is going to be the Celtic sensation, Lorena McKennitt. She'll be there. And then on March the 26th, Jay Leno. Jay Leno. And nobody's funnier than this guy. I told that story yesterday about the two, you know, that he said about the two older guys that got in a fight and senior citizens who got in a fight. And they were both hitting each other below the belt because their belts were up around their chest. So it was.
Well, you know, it's going to be clean family fun. We know Jay Leno. He's just a stand-up guy. He's very patriotic, and, you know, you're going to hear a lot of tongue-in-cheek jokes, I'm sure. So, anyway, tickets are for sale now. Go to RedingCivic.com to get your tickets for March 26th, and that's Jay Leno.
That's right. Okay. Hey, something that's here in our city and the North State, and frankly, it's all over the place, and is the sex trafficking business. And we've had here in Redding and in Shasta County, we have a group of people that have been organized for several years. But now I could just say is like the leader of this is a gentleman that's sitting across from us that we've known since we've been here in town, Matt Mosley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, this is such a important topic. To the point where the city of Redding is actually writing a law about sex, anti-sex trafficking, and you've been the one that's been pushing this along with your groups and other groups of people here, and have helped even write this ordinance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Where this started, our group was invited to talk about trafficking at the city council meeting a couple months back. And one of the aspects that I know that our community needs is, well, let me back up. Trafficking, you know, takes place in all kinds of different arenas and all kinds of different ways. One of those ways is the illicit massage parlors. And we've seen other communities take the lead on this and come up with massage ordinance in order to separate the illicit massage parlors from legitimate massage therapy practices.
And there's lots of legitimate massage therapy practices. You see a lot of them out of chiropractic offices, but others that they are legitimate.
Yep, absolutely.
And they want these changes too.
Yeah, so what I did is when I spoke to city council, our team drafted up by cut and paste and kind of, you know, putting together our own ordinance for our city to say, here's a draft we want to present to get the ball rolling. Because there's so many people in our community that complain about problems, and then they come to city council and they yell and scream and they talk about how we need to get this solved, but they don't really provide any solutions. So we said, why don't we save some time and actually draft a backbone to work off of and get the ball rolling several months. So we've done that. We presented the draft ordinance, and then that triggered forming a committee of vested interest parties in order to draft an ordinance that actually is proper for our city. So that's what we've done.
Okay. So what would you say the strong points of this ordinance are?
Strong points is, well, if you look at why trafficking happens in these illicit massage parlors, from our boots on the ground, people that we have or that we know that go into these massage parlors and befriend the girls and try to get to know them and show them that, hey, we can help you, we can get you out. When you go and you hear their stories, you realize that they are there against their will. A lot of them are there in debt bondage. A lot of them are immigrants.
A lot of these Asian girls?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. They don't know our culture. They don't know our language. They're enslaved by the actual cultural barriers. They're not in chains and cuffs, but they don't have anywhere to go. They don't know our resources. So we're trying to get to know them and give them an out.
In other words, they come from an Asian country, wherever it is.
Yep.
And so if we're going to take you to America, it's going to cost you $5,000, and you've got to work it off when you're there.
Yep.
So when they come here and they put them in as a brothel or as a prostitute for, I don't know, so many years of their lives, at that point, they really don't have anything to say because their culture is such that they don't talk back. They do with us, you know what, this is $5,000. Yes, I have to do this. And probably that $5,000 gets extended too, I imagine, as long as they are capable or that people still want to.
Yeah, it's called debt bondage. That's one of the things we see in the illicit massage practices. So by putting an ordinance into place, one of the main components of the ordinance is to require every massage therapist to be ID'd with government-issued identification. So traffickers are not going to present their girls a lot of these girls don't have government-issued ID, so that'll weed them out. But then they're not going to bring them into the city and say, oh, here I am, here's my identification, and here, let's do a background check. That will be a self-regulating component of this
check. When you say background check, does that mean then is that every massage therapist in town is going to have to spend $100-something to get a background check?
It could be. There's actually a component of this that's the California Massage Therapy Council. Any massage therapist that is already what they call CAMTC certified They've already gone through the background check. All they have to do is show a certification. Hey, look, I'm CAMTC certified. And that shows that they've already gone through all the hoops with the state.
Does every massage therapist have to go through that?
No.
I mean,
there's certain,
if you don't belong to that, then you could have gone through a school and had a license. I mean, or, you know, have a graduation certificate, and you could have been doing this for several years.
Yes, and that's why it was imperative for us on the committee in order to form out this ordinance to have a non-CAMTC certified massage therapist with a voice at the table to say, okay, how do we take care of those people that are legitimate massage therapists but haven't opted into the CAMTC? So we have to design a track for them that says, okay, how do we, in the simplest, most cost-effective way, with least amount of burden on the city staff, get their background check done and check that box and say, okay, they're legit.
Okay. We're with Matt Mosley here. We're talking about the anti-sex trafficking ordinance here in for Reading. And and the reason it is because we have a lot of prostitution here in this town. Whether, you know, it's funny, you don't think about that. But when Chief Paletti came in, what now, 6 years ago, 5 years ago? Has it been that long? 4 years ago? Anyway, he said, yeah, we have a problem with prostitution. And nobody had before that had ever said that. He goes, oh, no, we have a problem. Well, and people ask, why do we have a problem? Well, because people are going to prostitutes.
Yeah.
That's why there's a problem. You know, as long as there is a demand, there's going to be the people out there. So anyway, and we've talked to Matt before about this, and he and his family and the people around him, the people that have gone into rescuing these young girls and sometimes young boys to get them out of that. And so to help combat this in our own town, this is where we've come. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of our show, though, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. They have got a great new program down there, Aqua Personal Training. And Linda's into this.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Reading, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education.
Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Currently 49 degrees. It's going to be 74 degrees today. We were talking about this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate. And I wanted to do a shout out for Kathleen Kelling, who is the aquatic instructor there. And I'm taking these small personal training sessions and very often a one-on-one with her. And what I'm experiencing, I just want to share with everybody, is that, you know, after having injuries from or just joint pain from running, dancing, having just a lot of fatigue in my life or injuries in my life, to work out in the saltwater pool has been an amazing experience for me, to get my strength back and feeling like I'm toning my core with these exercises that I'm doing under the water. So when I leave, I don't feel this like joint pain in my hips or my legs. Anyway, that's what we were talking about before we took the break. So I just wanted to finish that thought.
That's right. Give him a call at 768-1205. We're here with Matt Mosley, and we're talking about sex trafficking up here in Northern California. I'm getting all types of things here. And people are saying, no, I don't want the idea of cameras in our chat back. No, I don't want the idea of cameras, because when you put cameras everywhere around here, is this really what we want? You're going to put it outside bars? You know, all these things. And that's not what you are saying at all. What you're saying is that we want to have all of our licensed massage therapists to have an identification card. And you had one that was not a non-member of the California Massage Therapists Association in there to say, how can we do this so it's not a financial burden on our people?
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing that we're taking very seriously. You know, me being a business person, working at Cornerstone Bank, I can't be in the business of putting people out of business. So I can't. That's a big conflict. So we are looking in any way possible to make this as easy and cost effective and still accomplishing the task. And so, yeah, we have a gal that's represented the non-licensed or non-certified group, and we're figuring out a good way to put that process in place.
Has this been an issue that's been going on here in the North State, or is it something that you're just seeing an increase of, or is it just because you're now it's come into focus?
I think it's all of the above. You know, I think when awareness builds, when you start realizing that trafficking happens, your eyes are open and you start noticing signs of it. But also, you have seen, for those people who have lived in our community for a while, you know, there was a time not too many years ago where we didn't have massage parlors on every corner saying "Asa, so good massage," and all these different types of massage. They're everywhere. You go down Hilltop and they're on both sides of the street.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You know, I guess maybe I'm just oblivious to this stuff.
Shower.
Or yeah, I saw that one about the shower thing.
Shower
that
massage.
That was kind of interesting.
That's on Hilltop.
But maybe it's because if you go into any type of military city, you can put me down in anywhere. Blindfold me, fly me around the United States, and you put me down in any city that's got a military base, I can tell you. Because as you drive down the thoroughfare, you're going to see lots of dry cleaning establishments, bars, and massage parlors.
Yeah. And the sad thing is, as you started hitting on earlier, is the fact that there's these shops because there's demand. Like it's disturbing the fact that in 5 minutes of research online, I found 20 illicit massage parlors that were offering their services on a thing like a Yelp, but it wasn't Yelp, a website that basically says this is the cost of the massage, this is the cost of the additional services, and then reviewer comments rating the quality of the sexual services provided. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we have that much demand in our town where we've created a website and where there's enough business going on to keep 20 different illicit massage parlors in business is just sickening.
Well, I tell you what, here's a comment. I don't believe the massage parlor problem exists. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
there's a lot of people that don't believe that.
Yeah.
Or don't realize it, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a don't realize it for the most part. I mean, if you look back in our community, the sex trafficking epidemic has been something that not even law enforcement really realized several years ago. And they are starting to realize, and they're getting, and it's just, it's not anything more than they're ignorant to it. They didn't see that it was happening. Now they see it. I remember a few years ago meeting with Tom Basenko and sitting in his office talking about trafficking. And he looked at me and he said, it's not in our community. It doesn't happen. Well, now it's very evident that it's happening. We've got cases of it happening. And at that point, we're able to show him these websites and say, oh, look, it actually does happen. And so it wasn't anything wrong with Sheriff Basenko. It's just him and the rest of the community didn't realize it was happening.
It kind of pussyfoots in and starts. And there's one, and then there's two, and then there's four. And then now with the types of social media out there, there's, as we talked about, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of amateur porn sites. Of anybody that's got a camera and an internet address is now a porn star. Well, it's the same thing now. Is they're advertising it out there for girls. Now, how many of the girls that they're talking to are here illegally?
What we've seen,
yeah.
Of those 20 different places, our group, we're not affiliated with us. There's another group in town.
But they just kind of like pay their way in and then they talk to the girls?
I don't want to disclose exactly how it works.
Cool.
But let me just say that many of the girls are here illegally, and many of them are moved around. So they don't stay in one massage building. They move from building to building, and they don't stay in our city for long periods of time either. They move from city to city, and they follow generally the same triangle that we see other sex trafficking victims follow, which is being trafficked from Reno, Redding, Sacramento. So that triangle.
Mm-hmm. So, but the part about being here illegally?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, they are here illegally, but it's hard to pin them down because they keep moving them around.
Yes.
Okay, so this is organized crime, or is this like small groups of people?
I think you see both. We see less of the organized crime when we're outside of massage parlors, when we're looking at girls that are trafficked and for sale in hotel rooms or through escort services and dates, as they call them. Some of those we think are organized crime, but it's hard to tell. We haven't really, infiltrated that. Right. But the massage parlors, several of those are organized crime, but some of them are local mom and pop shops. And if I could go into further detail, which I can't because I don't want to disclose certain things, there are local owners of these places too.
Okay, so when we talk about the fact that they're, perhaps some of these victims can't speak English and they're, not in our culture, what are you seeing with the trafficking of young women, teenagers that are coming? Is there a pattern?
Yeah, I don't personally know of any teenagers or underage girls that are being trafficked in the massage parlors, the illicit massage parlors. We haven't ran into any of that. The underage are the ones that would be trafficked through sites like thebackpages.com and some of those that you find their advertisement, you call, and you get hooked up with them on a date.
Well, Ken, the cops could if they – in fact, they've done this before. They've run a couple of stings and arrested people from out of state. They had guns on them and narcotics.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Of course, the big case we had here was a young girl out of Sacramento. I think she was 16, and they caught the two people that were pandering her.
Yes, yes.
So, and they went to jail.
Yep. And the sentence for trafficking has been greatly extended, as I think it was Prop 35 that just came out a few years ago. And so they were prosecuted and under that proposition. And, yeah, they were going to serve a long time. And that's the message we want to get out.
They got into the pandering where it was a sentence. It was a minimum of. They had to spend a minimum of this much time in jail. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? If we didn't have – I got to go back to the demand thing. If we didn't have the demand, we wouldn't have the issue. We wouldn't have to worry about pimps trafficking these girls. What we need to go after is finding out who these people are in our community that are buying sex and put their name and their face in the newspaper.
So like a John site.
at.
Whoa. Okay.
So no, that's no, where this I want to go.
Well, this they've been okay. doing that in certain
they,
states.
They
so
do
you
that,
have a John site.
Huge. It's a huge thing. Now, let's talk about that when we get back. But first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by Kyle and Ed DeFore. Full deli and butcher shop. You know what? We really like this place. First of all, we love Kyle DeFore.
Locally owned.
This is a great guy. He does a sports show on Tuesday nights. He does our baseball. I mean, he does, you know, he's got it all here. Plus, the place is absolutely spotless. You walk in, you want breakfast, you want lunch, you get it there. Pretty soon they're going to start the outdoor barbecue again, and you can't beat that. You go in and get barbecue, head to the lake. The lake is full. Right? The lake is going to be beautiful this year. You stop by Mighty Fine Foods at 299 and Deschutes Road. Over 1,000 different types of drinks, over 250 different kinds of beer. Do you drink beer?
Absolutely.
Okay. He's got 250 different kinds of beer from all over the world. And if you go down, if you just took a different one each time, you could sit down and get, say, a bottle or a six pack and have 250 years. Of or months or weeks, 250 weeks of a different beer. All of us at Mighty Fine Foods, great people down there. We're going to take a break right now. Matt Mosley is our guest. Matt, of course, is leading this battle against sex trafficking up here in Northern California and especially in Redding. It's such a topical issue right now. And he's been doing this for years. We've been doing stories on this with several other people who have gone down to other countries, pulling people out of brothels, bordellos, and that were forced into this and rescuing them. And when we come back, we're going to talk about should Johns have their names put in the paper when they're arrested. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Peter Frampton is returning to the historic Cascade Theater in Reading this March in his first ever acoustic tour. This legendary songwriter and guitarist remains one of the most celebrated music artists in rock history. Peter Frampton, live and acoustic at the Cascade, Tuesday, March 22nd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR here on this Friday morning. day after St. Patty's Day. Ah, did you have a good time?
You know what they call an Irishman the day after St. Patty's Day? Hungover. That's it. That's right. Matt looks a little green this morning. You're supposed to be green yesterday, Matt. I can't imagine you getting...
I only had one beer last night, in fact.
That's right. And it was only because of the fact it was in a 5-gallon pitcher.
Hey, I'm not saying the size of the beer, right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, if you wanted to go in there yesterday, if you didn't have green on, they would cut an eye for Ireland in your back of your
really?
Head. Yeah, you know, in your hair.
Oh, cool.
Okay, no, they wouldn't do that. Man's last stronghold right there. The Cheers of Barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop. You can't get any better than right there. It's the best haircuts ever. Right there. They're full all the time. That's okay. You get in there and you can sign your name now. They finally had it, so you're signing your name. So, and you see you're like six down, so you can wander around, you know, walk over to Orchard Nutrition, you know, walk around through there, buy some vitamins, come on back, and then you get your haircut. So, great place right there off Athens Avenue. Then walk on down the street, and it's Millie and Kathy's and Veterans Museum in there. Got all new stove and frying areas and ice makers, all of that stuff down at Classic Cafe. And I want to mention real quick the second annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Club. This is for to support the nonprofit Shasta program of the Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. It's dedicated to the super, super program. This is supported by the Fly Shop, who gave out 20 or 21 boats last year, guides from all over here. All the guides got into it, and sponsors. And this takes it helps those of our veterans who are suffering from some either injuries or post-traumatic stress. It gets them, it helps them in their transition back into civilian life. This is really a great thing. I've been associated with it. I think it's super. Project Healing Waters. Okay. And something else that's super, got Matt Mosley here, who is leading the fight, and you've got a lot of people on your team against sex trafficking. Are the police and the sheriff helping?
Yes. Well, sheriff, we don't really have that much of a relationship at this point. We look to develop one.
I'm sure Bisenko will jump into this one, too.
Yeah. No, we have a ton of respect for Bisenko, right, though, and his crew. Paletti has been a huge help. We've had some great meetings and some plans on the agenda for ways to go after this. Things that I can't really get into on the radio, but there's things in the works.
Okay. Now, we talked about the photos of Johns and putting that on. Linda said that she's seen it in other places. I think I've seen it in other places, too. Do you need like a vice squad for this? And you've got to put a girl out there as a decoy. And then you've got to have a couple cops out there, you know, to make sure nothing happens. And as soon as the person offers money, boom.
Yeah, that would be something that the chief would want, would say we would need a vice squad for this. And that goes into a whole nother debate on, you know, law enforcement staffing and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But what I believe is that absent of having a vice squad, although I would love to see one, if we don't get to a place where we are able to have a vice squad, then I would like to see some attention redirected mm-hmm. towards doing a handful of these stings in order to send the message. Because I believe that if a few people get caught and get their name and their face in the paper, we're going to see demand decrease substantially.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is, like Linda said, the walk of shame there. You get your, you get arrested for this. You know, and a lot of times you may be surprised who gets arrested for this. That it could be, just from things that are, of course, there's going to be people that are out there and that you don't even know who they are, but you might be surprised. And I know that in like San Diego has had several very, I guess you call exclusive call girl things where, that people up in high in the community and the police department and the DA's office and all these people were involved in it. I don't know if we have something like that here. What do you think?
What is human trafficking? Defines trafficking in persons as the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by means of the threat or use of force or other forms of coercion, of abduction, fraud, deception, of the abuse of power, or of a position of vulnerability, or of the giving of receiving of payments or benefits to achieve the consent of a person having control over another person for the purpose of exploitation. Exploitation shall include, at a minimum, the exploitation of the prostitution of others or other forms of sexual exploitation, forced labor or services, slavery or practices similar to slavery, servitude, or the removal of organs.
Removal of organs?
Yeah, that can happen with human trafficking.
I didn't know
that. I haven't ran into that one yet.
We haven't gone in and there's a kidney missing someplace.
You know what?
There's been movies, though.
You have abduction. What price do you go if you have abduction and you're trafficking people for sex? And we're talking about sex parlors. But where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that it's a problem. It's not good for our city. People kind of, wink, wink, nod, nod at it. You know, you look back, back when they were building the dam, prostitution was here. They talk about it could have been down at Jack's. They talk about, that there's maybe a possibility of that happening there. Yeah. I mean, back in the 20s or 30s,
That's a little whorehouse in Texas.
Yep. But they make movies and musicals out of it. And guess what? It's not that nice. You have people that
are... The oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, but it's also... The fact, what we're talking about is people being forced into it, being forced to sell their bodies. They have no choice. And the fact is that the only reason it's here is because there's a demand. So how do you slow the demand down, Matt?
Yeah, one of the ways is awareness. I've ran into several people that have used these massage parlors for sexual services that at the time did not realize, because they were ignorant about the fact, didn't realize that these women were there against their will. And I have a lot of grace on those guys. I don't agree with them doing what they did, but I have grace because I say, they didn't know. It was a moral decision I wouldn't have made, but they didn't know. However, now that they know, they need to not visit those places anymore. And if they do, knowing that these girls are enslaved, that is a whole nother issue. And so I think awareness is a big part of it. And then also, like I said, publishing their name, having a little bit of fear that, oh, man, my reputation is on the
line. You don't have to do it a few times.
Absolutely.
And then it would be like, oh.
Message sent.
What about, and we say we don't have a vice unit here. I can't imagine that they couldn't find a volunteer in the police department. I'm sure they would. Or they assign somebody there. Or they could even wire you. And you go in, and the police are waiting to come in and raid a place. And you don't have to do that a couple of times, and it shut down a lot of these, especially the homegrown ones that you say that are here. I mean, I'm not saying you, but, anybody, to go in and wire them, and when it happens, the police hit it hard, arrest everybody around there, including the owners. Yep. And don't you think that
there's
would put
a
few of them out of business?
Yeah, there's a lot more complexity to doing that with the massage parlors rather than doing the sting operations where you go after the back pages, the escorts. That's a lot easier to pull off. The massage parlors, I think what you do is putting an ordinance like this in place is going to self-regulate, because the traffickers are not going to want to go in and bring identification. They're going to just leave. Now, the problem is that doesn't help.
But how do you enforce this? I mean, it's code enforcement, right? Mm-hmm. Code enforcement comes into the place, says, I want to see your
identification. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you do it. So that's part of the process for forming up this ordinance. Who goes in and does that? Do we need a new staff person to do that? Do we rely on existing staff? Do we have a volunteer from the community check on these every once in a while? That's all yet to be determined. However, I think that by saying this is self-regulating, I think that as soon as this gets rolled out and the word gets out to these massage businesses, for lack of a better word, they're going to just leave.
Okay, so if that's the case, and then they're going to go to like an easier area to work.
Yes, our goal is to make Shasta County a hard market. So they're going to go to Shasta Lake City, Anderson. And so what we need to do is we need to have this ordinance also get adopted by the different surrounding communities.
Why don't you just make it a county ordinance?
Well, that's the next step. So I want to get an ordinance set up in the city of Reading first. And we've already talked to representatives in Anderson, in Chico, In fact, I'm going down to Chico this evening to talk at the League of California Cities about this issue. But basically, we're creating the ordinance, and we're going to have it ready so that other communities around us can adopt it. People in the Bay Area, they've already done this, and it's had amazing results.
I can't help but believe there's lots of prostitution still down in the Bay Area.
Yes, yes. But it's like whack-a-mole. You hit one, another one
right.
pops up. But
right.
if we can send the message through the sting operations and through this ordinance and through various other means, we will send the message that this is a hard market. They're going to go to an easier market to try to make their money, these traffickers, mm-hmm. that is.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Matt Mosley here, one of the leaders of the movement to stop sex trafficking, not only here in Redding, but in all of Shasta County, and if that's the case, all in Northern California. Just by some simple ordinances that would just have the women identified with a picture and a background investigation, and which the traffickers themselves, who a lot of them are in organized crime or just this is what they do, will probably opt out of it. At that point. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Firearms dealer of choice here in the Bott family. That's where we buy our guns at. He has every shooting accessory you could possibly want while you're there, anything from optics to gun cases to reloading equipment, plus a great, great gunsmithing shop. You want something fixed, tweaked on your weapons there. Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, locally owned, locally operated. Give them a chance to meet or beat any of the prices in town on guns. Give them a call at 222-8222, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. And they give real discounts to veterans. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:45 here on Friday, the 18th of March.
This is going to be good. Wow. Rodeo. Steer wrestling. Team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Redding Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Redding Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Redding Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Redding Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. Redding Rodeo.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, you know what? I was starting early.
Yeah, you're just jumping
song.
On in on this. There you go. Well, you've got your journey fixed.
I've got to get this last read in here, and it's my favorite. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Better-known business, 20 years of outstanding service, plus 20 years. Voted best in the North State last year, and they are the best in the North State. They're best in the North State probably every year. Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business right here in town. This is who we do our business with. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. If you've got an emergency, they can fix it all. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Boy, I tell you, I've got lots of comments in the chat room today. Matt Mosley is our guest. Linda and I have invited Matt on to talk about sex trafficking. A lot of people don't even think it's a problem in town. We're getting a couple comments like that. But it is a problem. And you're talking about multiple sites where prostitution is going on for girls that are forced into this. They're sexual slaves, or they're in this human trafficking business that comes on. There, a lot of them are Asian girls that come from the, you know, of course, Asia, and then they're brought here, some of them illegally, and they're moved between Sacramento, Reno, and here, and they just kind of cycle through. As you've run into people that have a business here, so, well, there's a lot of money in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of money.
Human trafficking or sex trafficking is, if you look at it globally, is becoming one of the most profitable crimes. You see organized crime going to human trafficking, sex trafficking, because if you sell drugs, they're used once. And unfortunately, when you sell a girl, you can sell her over and over and over and over again and make a lot more money.
And, you know, people don't... They got these grandiose, or not grandiose, but perhaps mistaken ideas when they see things like Pretty Woman. Here's a woman that's a prostitute, you know, and then she ends up with this really rich guy. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, it doesn't show her being chased down the street and beaten by somebody or, slapped around.
She has
or
free will in this. She has free will in that particular picture.
She does, but it kind of almost glorifies.
Yeah, you don't see what's really happening. You don't hear the stories of the girl that gets caught when she ran away and gets her lips stapled shut and dropped naked in Red Bluff and has to find her way to an emergency room.
Has this happened?
Yes. You don't hear those stories.
Well, why don't we hear those stories?
Honestly, in that one, because that was a prior case. It's over now, so now you can say things like
and
that.
Here's a comment right here.
Let me just say that. One day we're driving back up 5, and there was this gal who looked to be about 16, 17, walking down one of those side streets in her shorts, cut-off shorts, and Carl called the police.
Good.
And he said, I just want to report something I just think looks like it's out of, you know, she's out in the middle of nowhere, and she's walking, you know, we just want to let you know she looks like blah, 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 this is what she's wearing. And you do that quite often if you see something that
If I see something that doesn't look right, I call the cops.
Yeah, and that's what we need. We need to have people report things that look strange, that look, you know, if your radar goes off, call it in.
Yeah, call it in. Hey, should we go to the phone?
Yeah, let's go to the phone.
Terry, good morning. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
I do. You know, all you really have to do is go to the library and look around in front to see a lot of stuff that goes on if you're in the library. But the question I have is that... in doing all this, let's say that this guy gets caught or this gal gets caught or somebody gets caught in a massage parlor, and they get published and all that stuff, wouldn't it have to be like an arrest? Because couldn't you be sued civilly? I mean, couldn't you and your group be sued civilly if the ACLU or somebody like that gets into this?
Yeah, my goal would not be to get sued, but
yeah,
you're
so
right.
You're right. Form it's a 501 or a corporation or something?
No, you would actually... I'm sorry. There would have to be, in my mind, there would have to be an arrest.
Yeah, it has to be, because otherwise then it's just, I mean, now you're just kind of in conjecture. So the police would have to arrest whoever that their name went in the paper. And it wouldn't be your group publishing the names. It would be the paper taking it off the blotter. This person was arrested for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's that. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, and that is that, you know, sometimes I know that, for me, I see a lot of things that happen when I'm working around town. I mean, I saw an incident where there was a couple guys yelling back and forth in front of the library, one of them threatening to defecate on the wall and right across from the police station. And you see this stuff go on, but normally if you call it in, then there has to be a reaction, then there has to be something happening with that. So maybe the sting operations, like you were talking about, by the police, that's probably, wouldn't that probably be the best remedy for this?
In my mind, absolutely.
Because the rest of it, I mean, civilly, with anybody being able to sue anybody for anything these days, you know, when we try to stand up and stop stuff in our community, it really puts people out there liably. I mean, anybody can sue anybody for anything.
Well, and that's true, but and again, this on something like this, Terry, is it would have to be the man's arrested or the woman's arrested, and the and it's got, you know, they're just like anything. If you're arrested and your name is put in, you know, your name's put in a paper. It's like we used to put the remember you used to be able to see the mugshots, and whether you were, you know, whether you're guilty or not, unfortunately. So maybe it should be something that after they're arrested and they're convicted, then their names go up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I would think, because just because you're arrested does not mean you're guilty.
Right. I mean, you know, you can have people charge you for anything, or you could maybe see something and misunderstand what you see and report it.
Yeah, totally.
The point is that I really think you have to have law enforcement. The bottom line is law enforcement has to get engaged in this. That's the bottom line. It's got to be law enforcement. I mean, we can't be all – I mean, it's good to be vigilant. Don't get me wrong. But, to create a situation where the average person, civilian, is kind of liable for what they see or what they report or something like that, I mean, really and truly, the police have to work out a few sting operations. Probably a few of those with a few convictions, and your problem might be solved.
I think that and the fact of having people licensed here in town, and that's going to end it too. Okay, Terry, we got other people calling.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Terry. Have a nice weekend. You know, but that's the first thing. Make sure have all the masseuses have an identification card. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jeff, do you have a question or a comment?
Good morning, just Jim. Hey, up at the in Brookings, Oregon, up there. The newspaper up there and the news and the radio station up there broadcast the arrest warrants of everybody that was arrested overnight for whatever they were arrested for, whether it was soliciting prostitution or being drunk driving or whatever. And so that, they ought to do, you ought to, as a radio station, get a hold of the blogs and read those every morning.
I would, except that I'd probably see a lot of my old friends. So,
okay. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know, I just went online. You know, I wanted to look up an article, and here was Time Magazine actually was talking about, inside the national push to arrest men who buy sex. And what they were doing was they had an inside officer, a female that would had on, did a back page like you were talking about. It was a sting. And she showed a picture of her with her, you know, leggings and said, hey, I like to work out. You want a party? And so these guys come to the hotel room. And evidently what's happening is the officers are watching through a peephole when the move is happening, whenever the move is. Then they're taken to the third room. And what they're saying, they're cuffed. The junks are quickly taken to the third room where they're searched for weapons. If they're unarmed, the officers take off their handcuffs and explain the situation. They'll get an ordinance violation, which is at least a $500 fine. And in many cases, their car will be towed, which is another $500, plus a towing fee that's usually between $200 and $300. This won't result in a criminal record, nor will they serve any jail time unless there's an open warrant for the arrest on a different charge. And they'll have to watch a short John's School video about how women are exploited in the sex industry. So this is happening in other states across the country, and you're just on the forefront of it.
Yeah, good old Reading at the forefront.
Well, you know,
at the forefront in Reading.
Well, you know, and it's something that we have to address. This is not what we want in our town. We don't want sexual trafficking in our town in the sense of human trafficking. It's illegal. It's as Matt has pointed out here that a lot of the girls are forced into this. This is human slavery. So how do we stop it? And the ordinance is the first big step. And once we do that, we'll see how that works.
Yep.
Okay, so what can people do to get involved in this, Matt? Do you have an organization, phone numbers, and websites and stuff?
Yeah, our website is ncatcoalition.org, ncatcoalition.org, and that's where you can get more information about our organization, about trafficking in general. And then you could sign up for the Beacon Resource Network. So basically, if we get wind of a victim that needs services, we'll blast an email out to everyone that signed up for the network, and we'll say, hey, we need money, we need this size of clothing, we need medical services, and that goes through a filter of a person that makes sure that no one has direct access to the girl with the exception of maybe a medical personnel. That's something they can sign up for, is to be a part of that Beacon Resource Network. So, for instance, there was a trafficking victim that just came through One Safe Place a couple weeks ago, and One Safe Place is one of our partners. They did a great job. They got her. They contacted us. They said, we need to get her help, and we actually raised, within 2 or 3 days, $900 to get her on a flight to go back east to a rehabilitation center where she can go and get counseling and stay on site and be safe.
Well, that's great. So these are things that can happen, so just by getting involved with them here.
Yes.
Super. Okay. Matt Mosley, thank you so much for what you do in town, buddy.
Thank you.
And, you know, I mean, no, it's really, it's goes beyond your, what people, you know, people agree with you, but a lot of times getting people to organize and go do it is hard, and so we really appreciate that. Hey, everybody, remember tomorrow, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. It's going to be start at 10 o'clock out at IGO, and then at 12 o'clock at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Go on down there, see what's going on. Free lunch by Sons of Italy. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
be safe.
Jared.
And thanks a lot, Jared. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. About a dozen airmen stationed at a nuclear missile base in Wyoming are under investigation for allegedly using illegal drugs, including cocaine. Pentagon officials say that most or all of them belong to a security force at the 90th Missile Wing at F.E. Warren Air Force Base. They say those under investigation have been suspended from their duties while their cases are being investigated. Someone has sent a threatening letter to one of Donald Trump's adult sons in Manhattan, warning the younger Trump that his dad better drop out of the presidential race. A law enforcement official says the FBI and the NYPD are investigating.
The official says the envelope sent to Eric Trump's apartment Thursday contained a suspicious white powder and a threatening letter. There were no injuries, and the official said preliminary tests indicated the white substance was not hazardous. Eric Trump is the younger of two adult sons of businessman and GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, and he has been campaigning.